Blackstone Publishing presents Untouched Perfection by Kristen Mayer. This book is read by Savannah Peachwood. This book is dedicated to Paul, the love of my life. Prologue. The streets of Paris were bustling as we left the catacombs. I welcomed the warm air after having been chilled underneath the city with the dead for nearly an hour. I always welcomed the heat since I lived in Florida. As we moved down the street, the images of the skulls stuck with me. So many bodies claimed the catacombs as their final resting place. The suffering, the loss, the death, all things I hated to think about. Instead, I focused on the positive. The reverence had been like nothing I'd experienced in my life. Paying respects to thousands upon thousands of people who once had walked this earth. But still, we'd been surrounded by thousands of skeletons. Among them, I'd felt almost hopeless. Dylan hugged me closer, breaking me out of my thoughts.
What a rush. You never know when your time is up. That's why it's important to live each day like it's your last.
That was his motto, always had been. I scrunched my nose, not wanting to talk about this now. Let's change the topic. He laughed.
Thanks for going down there. I know it wasn't your thing.
Now you can make it up to me by kissing me at the top of the Eiffel Tower. He kissed the top of my head.
I would love nothing more, Mrs. Reynolds. Where are we meeting our tour guide?
I pulled out my map as Dylan wrapped his arm around my waist and brought me closer to him while pedestrians passed us on the sidewalk. At times, I still had to pinch myself. I was on my honeymoon, in Paris, with the love of my life. Until we checked in at the airport, the honeymoon location had been a surprise. One by one, he was making my dreams come true. We have to take the metro to Champs de Mars. When he said nothing and remained still, I looked up. Dylan's beautiful, caramel-colored eyes stared back at me. In his eyes, I saw the promise of a lifetime together, making beautiful memories. And one day, we'd have a family. I loved my life and the man fate gave me. A corner of his mouth turned up.
What?
I was thinking about how much I love you, how lucky we are. And we're in Paris on our honeymoon. I can't believe you did all this. His mouth found mine in the gentlest of kisses. Against my lips, he murmured,
I love you, Mrs. Reynolds.
I sighed and smiled when I pulled away.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?